Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com and the author of the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook. Today I'm going to be showing you how to make an air fryer jacket potato bar. So just out on the school run, and what I want to talk to you about is a baked potato bar, or as a Brit I would say jacket potatoes. And if you've not had a jacket potato bar before, it's amazing and it's so simple. It's basically a potato buffet, and it's just so easy for busy school nights. And what you actually do is you make the baked potatoes, hot pockets, and cook them in the air fryer, the Instant Pot or the Ninja Foodie. I'm doing this recipe for the air fryer, because I love how crispy they go. And then, once you've made them, you serve them with a buffet kind of table of all your favourite jacket potato toppings. So for us, that's things like butter, cheese, tuna mayo, or whichever one's your favourite. And it's great because everybody can put their own toppings on the jacket potatoes. And we also have this in our Complete Air Fry Cookbook. It's just a brilliant, fun way to enjoy some jacket potatoes for dinner. And I've just done the school run, so I'm going to get them going in the air fryer and show you how it's done. So I'm back home, so let's get back to that jacket potato bar, shall we? Excuse the throat, the kids have given me a cold yet again, and I just feel really bunged up, and I seem to have the worst cough I've ever had. It's just weird, isn't it, the way you suddenly get it at this time of year. And when I do, I just want comfort food. And what is it about jacket potatoes? Now, for a debate, so many people say now that you should be doing them in the microwave first and finish them in the air fryer. When they're done the entire time in the air fryer, they taste a lot better. They dry out a lot more when you do them in the microwave. You can do both. It's just totally up to you. We're all different, aren't we, as to how we like our potatoes. And I mean, Kyle, he's had a hatred for eggs since he was a baby. You know, when you first start weaning them off the breast milk and they tried the little jars of food, oh, he was absolutely disgusted by the egg custard. And he hasn't touched eggs like that since. At the moment, he seems to like scrambled eggs, but try and get a fried egg near him or egg mayonnaise, and he's so not happy. So when we do ours, we normally have some tuna mayo, some egg mayo, some sort of leftovers that needs using up and such like. So if you actually look in our Complete Air Fry Cookbook, unless you haven't got a copy yet, then it's on page 144 with a pretty picture on page 145. And what we did for ours is we used a mixture of recipes that we were testing in the studio for the photo shoot, and then they became the leftovers that we all had. So all of us in the studio actually had a jacket potato bar for our lunch, and it was delicious. So we had the air fryer baked potatoes, or jackets as you would call them. We had baked beans, we had coleslaw, we had some leftover bolognese. We had a quick salsa, we had some grated cheese, and of course we had butter, we had a nice dip. You know, it's just whatever you want it to be. I mean, I sometimes will be in the supermarket on a night thinking about something for dinner, and I'll notice that one thing that is always on offer is the various little dips, because they have a small short shelf life, so they're always reduced on yellow sticker. So you could grab a few of these and use those. Or say there's some ready meals on the deals, you know, on the yellow sticker that need using up. A good example would be coronation chicken, because that's perfect on top of a potato. You know, as is some sweet and sour chicken, if you saw something like that. Some bolognese, you know, the choice is endless. And it's just a great way of serving it, where everybody can help themselves to the toppings. So I'm sure you want to know more about doing the actual jacket potato in the air fryer. So this may sound like something really, really silly, but I use a large plate, think your dinner plate, for when I'm prepping the jacket potatoes, because it's so much easier. So what you do is spray some oil on your plate, give it a good coating of the plate, don't be shy, and then you want salt, you want some pepper, or as it's in the cookbook, you know, it's, I just say salt and pepper, but in the cookbook it's salt and black pepper. And you know, you'll see some cookbooks that say salt and freshly ground black pepper, but whatever you call it or whatever you want. And then you can also put any of your toppings on as well. I'm in my herbs cupboard here and I'm looking to see what else I fancy on these baked potatoes. I'm going to go just with some mixed herbs, which if you're in the US, that's Italian seasoning. Or you can use bouquet garni, you can just use whatever you want. And then all that's now on that plate, just sat there. And then I'm using a fork to kind of mix it all up together. And then grab yourself a potato and then roll and roll and roll it till it's got a good coating of the oil and the seasoning. Put it to the side of the plate and then do this for all your potatoes. And then say, if you've run out of seasoning, you can just adjust it, add some more oil to the plate. As long as it feels like, when you're touching the potato skins, they're really greasy because that's the oil sticking to them. And then you should have a nice colour from the mixed herbs or whichever one you've chosen. And then all the mess is staying on the plate and it's just great for that. So now I'm just going to give my hands a quick wipe. And then once I've done that, hands are wiped, I can touch the air fryer because I don't want the air fryer just covered in baked potato grease, do we? So now baked potatoes in, and you know, as you know, it's a long cook time. So what you can do here is you can plan ahead and think, right, pick the kids up from school, I'm back home for 20 to 4, so they're not going to eat till 6. So if I can get them started, I can have them sat there, stay warm in the air fryer, and then they're done with. And then you can totally forget about it. And you know, the other thing is, people use to microwave first for the oven because of how much it costs to keep the oven running. An air fryer doesn't have that cost. So once you've got your four ready, place them in your air fryer basket and then turn it on. I swear this cassori doesn't like me sometimes. If my hand is just slightly wet, it won't work. And then you're looking for 180 Celsius, that's 360 Fahrenheit. And I'm starting these at 45 minutes and then I can come back and check on them. And then press start. Whilst the air fryer is cooking, I just wanted to grab you for a minute and mention to you all about the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook. It's our debut air fryer cookbook. It features 140 everyday easy peasy air fryer recipes, perfect for beginners, with step-by-step photos for some of the key techniques in the cookbook, such as how we make tofu, how we cook a whole chicken, how you cook steak or salmon in the air fryer, and so much more. It's just jam-packed with recipes. And I was always there going back to my publisher and saying, could you sneak in another recipe? Because I would really like this recipe in it as well. So it's well over the standard 100 recipes that you normally get with an air fryer cookbook. And just like you would never go to a doctor that's unqualified, we have actually been using the air fryer for more than 10 years. Unlike the influencers that are now jumping on the air fryer bandwagon. So just remember that when you're looking for help and advice and tips for using the air fryer. If you head over to recipethis.com, search air fryer cookbook, there's the full details there, or you can hop straight across to Amazon, and it's also in a lot of the popular UK retailers as well. And it's just brilliant. And if you're stateside, also know it's both metric and it's imperial, just so that we can keep everyone happy and we're not saying, oh, it's not suitable for you, because we just want it to be Perfect for everyone. So, of course, head over and grab yourself a copy if you've not done so already. It's just a tenner on Amazon. It's a great price and it will really teach you how to use the air fryer. And we've beeped. So let's check on those jacket potatoes, shall we? Let's open up the air fryer. Remember, these are large jacket potatoes, so they probably need a bit longer. But what I love to do is I love to cook things for a little less in the air fryer so I can check on them, because otherwise you don't want to end up overcooking things and thinking, I wish I'd cooked that for less. Oh wow. So I've just picked up the smaller one on my fork and it's totally fork tender. And the other three are about there as well, to be honest. So that's on 45 minutes. So I'm just going to give them 5 more minutes. I'm going to turn them over so we can get the goldenness on the other side. And I'll tell you, they're so much nicer cooked in the air fryer the whole time compared to using the microwave. I know people like to use the microwave, and I get why you like to use the microwave. But the thing about them is when you think of when you get baked potatoes, say, for street food, like I used to have a favourite van that used to park up, and I think about them, and I think to myself, oh, they were amazing. You know when the skin on them has that lovely glow where the skin feels like it's almost popped off? It's just absolutely amazing. And I just so recommend it like that because it's just so nice. You know, so even if I am putting the air fryer on a bit sooner for dinner, you know, because I'm not using the microwave, it's so worth it. And I can pick the kids up from school, and then the routine will be, I'll ask them to spray the hands first because we still use the same spray you got because of COVID, because kids have germs and it stops them picking up as many illnesses from school. So they'll have a spray when they first come home, and then they'll wander upstairs into the bedroom to get changed. I'll put their coat and bag away for them, and then I can get some baked potatoes on for dinner, and then they've had an hour of chill time, or 45 to 50 minutes depending how long the potatoes take, and then I've got dinner on the table and it's just perfect. It's just about learning your times. So we've beeped. So it's done its extra 5 minutes now. It didn't really need 5 more minutes, but you know what it's like when you buy jacket potatoes? Do you ever get them where they're all the same weight? Because I've got 2 here that are bigger, well, 3 that are bigger, and 1 slightly smaller. So I just wanted to give the big one the best chance of being lovely and soft and tender. I just love how the skin goes in the air fryer. If you head over to recipelist.com, you can check it out. And we've also got Ninja foodie jacket potatoes there. We've also got some pictures that show what they look like when they're just pressure cooked compared to how amazing they look air fried. And then for getting them out the air fryer, it's so easy because you can just put your fork in the middle of them. I'm just literally getting my fork in the middle now. And obviously you can't see me, so I've got a nice round chopping board, and it's just perfect size for when I'm doing my jacket potato bar, to move them from the air fryer to the chopping board, and then obviously people will grab them for the plates. I'll tell you now, George will not be sharing his egg mayo. He will steal it all from me and I will not get the chance to get some. He absolutely loves it. Even if it's got cress in, he's absolutely there every single time. And then if you prefer them the traditional way, you can slice one way, cross the other, and then you're in. And then you can just push them together. I'm going to need a tea towel for pushing them together because they've literally just come out. And they're just so nice in the air fryer. You know, it's the little things in the air fryer. I know we talk a lot about air fried potatoes, don't we? But honestly, they're just one of those greats for the air fryer. I mean, if you think about it, Philips air fryer, they would have made the first air fryer. They made it for making potatoes for less calories. So it was made for potatoes. So right, I've got my tea towel now. I'm not going to burn myself. Yay, I didn't burn myself. Seriously, how many times do you burn yourself when you're getting them out? Oh, it's just so bad, isn't it, for that? Right, and I've done another one. Let's open up a third one. Oh, and another one of my favourites, it's not in the cookbook, I wanted it to be, but there was this discussion that I've actually got to make the food, I can't just put condiments everywhere, which I do see the point, and you know, people would be offended if I just put sauces in every recipe, but my absolute favourite, I will tell you now, this goes back to childhood, my mum used to always buy these. It's those four-part dips. Where I can't remember what all the dips are, but you kind of get one where it's Thousand Island, sour cream and onion, cheese and chive, and then there's a fourth one. And they're just amazing. And, you know, when you're having jacket potatoes for dinner, it's just something different to put on top of them. And because you're getting four different flavours, it's just great. So if you wanted a minimal version of doing this, so the least effort, four jacket potatoes in the air fryer, four dip pack, some butter and some grated cheese and you're done. You could do it just like that, and that's how I would normally do them. And then of course I just grab whatever leftovers I've got in the fridge and it's just perfect. And can you believe it? Jacket potatoes in the air fryer, so delicious. They took me 50 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, but it depends on how big yours are. Because when I originally did them for Recipe This years ago, I could fit six of them in my air fryer basket. And it's a smaller size to the one I've got now. And, you know, if I put four big ones in, that's it. So, you know, if you go down a size, you can actually fit more of them in there. Thanks for listening, and it's been wonderful recording this episode for you, and I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual, I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free principal recipe card so I can follow it along at home and of course ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions. And it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.